Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here, letting you know that today's podcast was sponsored by Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Helping Hand is a leading Muslim nonprofit organization that has a top star rating by Charity Navigator. Over the years, I've had the privilege of working with them, and they've helped people from over 80 different countries around the world. They've worked for disaster relief and emergency relief in Palestine, Myanmar, and many other countries, Kenya, Somalia, Kashmir, Pakistan, and Haiti. To learn more and to be involved in helping the lives of other people, visit their website at hhrd.org.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullah khair, and thank you for joining us, Qalam Institute, as we bring various programs for you for the blessed month of Ramadan, so that we all understand that even though we are separated from our masjids, we are not separated from community. We still have one another. And so today, right now, at the 2 o'clock session, I'm here to do the characteristics of the Quran session, where we look at various verses from the Quran, and we just look at one characteristic that the Quran is trying to get us to focus on our character and who we are, and how we can take that message from the Quran and become a better Muslim, practically implementing that in our lives and understanding it, inshallah ta'ala. So today, inshallah, I'll be looking at one particular attribute, characteristic of the Quran. That characteristic is highlighted in one verse that I like to recite. The verse is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال الله تعالى هذا يوم ينفع صادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن ذلك الفوز العظيم. The topic that I'm going to speak about today in Arabic is called رضا. It's a term that is used often when we speak of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We often say Abu Bakr radiyallahu an or Umar radiyallahu an. And what does this term radiyallahu an mean? It means radiyallahu an, Allah is pleased with them, wa radu an, and they are pleased with him. The concept of rida simply means to be pleased. But it's a different meaning. It has a different context within the It has a different meaning within the concept of Islamic spirituality and becoming a better person and a better servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The concept of rida, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, he said, Tuba, glad tidings, liman hudiya lil Islam. Glad tidings to the one who is guided to Islam. Wa kana rizquhu kafafan wa radiya bihi. Glad tidings to the person who is guided to Islam. Their daily provisions, their daily sustenance is enough. Meaning they have enough. MashaAllah, they have enough for their daily consumption. They have enough for themselves. They have enough for them families, their own families. Wa radhiya bihi. And they are pleased with it. They are pleased with it. Here again, we see that concept of rida or being pleased with Allah. And there's one dua, one of my favorite duas, and we've been reciting it every morning in our morning supplications. The dua is Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyan wa rasula. Raditu billahi rabba, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, wa bil islami deena, I am pleased with Islam as my way of life, and I am pleased with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet and messenger. The beautiful thing about this dua is that the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever recites this dua three times in the morning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely place in that person's heart rida, pleasure, being content. Some translate rida as contentment, but to be honest, it's not just contentment, because you can just be content with things and not be pleased with them. Being pleased is a higher level. And that's why Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Ghazali, he says that rida, to reach the stage of rida, is one of the higher levels of Islamic spirituality. And I'm going to go into it in a minute, but just think about this. When we speak of Sahaba, and we all can understand that for us, Sahaba are the ones right after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all, when we say their names, the title or the thing that we say after them is radiyallahu an, that Allah is pleased with them. And the Quran says wa radu an, and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one hadith that comes to my mind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was talking to the companions and he said to them, he said, man antum, ma antum, ma antum. What are you? What are you? And it's an interesting question. Someone comes up to you and is like, what are you? You're like, whoa, what kind of question? What are you asking me? What are you trying to imply? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with a group of Sahaba and he says, ma antum. So they kind of understood. They said, qalu, they said, mu'minun. We are believers. We have iman. We are believers. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ma alamatu imanukum. What is the sign of your iman? And listen closely. They said, nasbiru ala bala wa nashkuru ala inda rakha. They said, number one, nasbir ala bala, we have patience on the hardships. Number two, they said that we are grateful for the ease. And lastly, they said that we are pleased with the qada, what is written for us, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. And so when we talk about rida, the thing that we have to understand is that the way Imam Ghazali explains rida, Imam Ghazali, he says that rida, being pleased with Allah, is a fruit of the tree of love. It's one of the fruits of the tree of love. And so what this means is very profound, because Imam Ghazali is telling us what's the source of reaching this state of being pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. And so Imam Ghazali himself, he explains that some people think that no, when a hardship comes, that you can't be pleased with it. You can only have sabr or patience with it. Imam Ghazali goes, no, that's not true. In fact, he gives examples. He says, when you look at rida from the eye of the beloved, then you understand that hardships, even things that are difficult, they can become things that we are completely pleased with and happy with. And so Imam Ghazali, he says that there are two ways that love can remove the pain, take away the pain and push you to the state of rida, contentment or pleasure, no matter what the state is. He says, number one, you can be in a state. This is the first one. He says, number one is that when a person is in a very intense scenario, like a person is in a fight, in a sports match, something that's very intense, sometimes things will happen to them, right? And they won't even notice until it's done. You know, sometimes you're playing football, you're playing basketball, and you're in the middle of something, right? And you the play's over, then you come back to the huddle, you come back to the sideline, and somebody's like, yo, you're bleeding right there. And you're like, wow, man, I didn't even notice. Now, if it wasn't for the intensity of that moment, then the smallest things, we feel them. The smallest things, we feel them. But because of the intensity of the moment, we lose the feeling of that. And so Imam Ghazali says this. He says, when the heart is completely absorbed in something, whether it be fear, whether it be the adrenaline, whether it be whatever it may be. And then he says, whenever the heart is engaged in anything, it loses the ability to focus on anything else. It loses the ability to focus on anything else. And he says, and one of the emotions that can have the most profound effect on us from this perspective is the emotion of love. That when a person is deeply in love with someone, when a person is deeply in love with something, then as they're engaged in that, they lose track of everything else and anything can happen to them and they're not even noticing that thing. And so Imam Ghazali says that a person can be experiencing a painful situation, but because they are so much in love and that love has just wrapped their heart, they don't experience the pain that they're in. That's the first way that love can bring a person to the state of being pleased and being completely fine with the circumstances that they're in. The next one is a bit deeper. Imam Ghazali, he says, the next one is that no, you're in a hardship, you're in a difficulty, and you actually feel the pain. You actually feel it. You feel every prick of the needle. You feel every difficulty that there is. But here's the deal. You enjoy it. You enjoy it. And we're thinking like, wait, you feel all of it, but yet you enjoy it? How can that be the case? Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, he says that your aqal, your intellect, your heart knows it's good, knows that it wants it. And so it wants more of it. But your body, your nafs, it doesn't like it. It doesn't like the pain. It doesn't like the difficulty. So he's like, you want more because your aql, your intellect, your heart says it wants more. But your body's like, stop. And you know, the best example I can give is people who run regularly. If you jog or run regularly, then you have to get to the point where your legs are saying like, stop, why are we doing this? What are we running from? Your lungs are saying stop. Your back is aching. Your lower back is hurting. All of these things, you're feeling them, you're feeling them, you're feeling them. But your mind, your heart goes, no, I'm going to push, I'm going to push, I'm going to push. And you feel the pain. You feel every ounce of the pain, but you keep on pushing. Similarly, people who work out, you know, subhanAllah, you go to the gym, you see people lifting weights and they're screaming, oh, it hurts so much. And you ask them, are you going to do that again? They're going to say, for sure, I'm going to do it again. And if you ask the person who's used to running, who hasn't run in a few days, do you miss running? They're like, yeah, man, I miss the pain. Now, if we just take a step back and look at that from an objective perspective, we're like, this person enjoys putting their muscles through pain. This person enjoys running long distances, sweating and being out of breath, but their heart loves it. There's a beautiful story. There's a beautiful story that Imam Ghazali narrates from Bishr Hafi. Bishr bin Harith, he's from the early generations, and he narrates that he lived in the city of Baghdad. And he says that I was walking through the west side of Baghdad, and there was some type of punishment being administered to someone. There was a man and he was being whipped. He was being whipped 1,000 whips for something. Who knows what he did? And he said that I sat there and I watched. And as this happened, he's like, I noticed that the man said nothing at all. The man was completely quiet throughout the whole thing. And when it was done, and this to me, he's like, this just amazed me. What is going on with inside the mind of this man? Is he insane? Is there something wrong? He's like, so after they were done, they took him to the prison. And he's like, I followed and I went right behind him. When they put him in the prison, I went up to the prison and he says, I said to him, Lima dhuribta. He's like, why were you being whipped? He says, Li anni ashiq. He's like, because there's someone I'm in love with that I'm not supposed to be in love with. So I'm in love with someone. We don't know the details. That's all he says. He says, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ وَلِمَا سَكَتَّ. Listen closely. He says, but why were you quiet while you were going through that pain? While you were suffering, while you were going through that pain, why were you quiet? Why didn't you just let it out? You were quiet the whole time. Why? He says, لِأَنَّ مَعْشُوقِ كَانَ بِهِ ذَاءِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيَّ. He says, because the one who I'm actually in love with, she was standing right there, and she was watching me. So I didn't want to let out any type of being upset that what I'm going through is hard for me because she was watching. So Bishop bin Harith, he says, فَلَوْ نَذَرْتَ إِلَى مَعْشُوكَ الْأَكْبَرِ. He says, فَلَوْ نَذَرْنَا إِلَى مَعْشُوكَ الْأَكْبَرِ. He's like, only if all of us could look at the highest beloved, the highest beloved. If he could hold his silence and be patient and be pleased with what he was going through for the sake of his beloved, because she was watching. Bishr al-Harith, he says, well, what about us? When we know that al-ma'shuk al-akbar, the highest beloved. So the point, brothers and sisters, is that here we are in Ramadan. It's the first day, and perhaps the first day is the hardest day. And it's the day where you're going to feel weak. You're going to feel hungry. You're going to get that headache from no coffee. You're going to be going through pain, but you're going to be smiling and you're going to be silent and you're going to be patient, and not only patient, but you're going to be happy. And why are you happy? You're more happy than that person running that mile who's pained, their legs are hurting, the person in the gym, their arms are hurting, but they're still working out. You are happier than that person because, number one, you know that the beloved is watching you. The beloved is watching, so I'm going to stay silent. But number two, my aql, my heart tells me, and I know what I'm getting through this struggle. So our 15 minutes are up. This is our characteristic of the Quran. We ask Allah to make us of those people who are pleased with Him, pleased with Islam, and pleased with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forget about our actions. Our actions, whatever they are, you know, we don't have the best actions. But my heart is pleased with Allah. Whatever Allah ordains, I'm pleased with it. I'm pleased with it. So I'm going to conclude with the dua that the Prophet taught us. And I want everyone to repeat after me, inshallah. Raditu billahi rabba. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. وَبِلْ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And I am pleased with Islam as my way of life. وَبِمُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. And I am pleased with Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ as my prophet and messenger, inshallah ta'ala. Enjoy the difficulty of the fast because you know it's for your beloved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Ramadan. I'll see you guys in a few days, inshallah. Tomorrow is another one of the next teachers. And so in 4 days, I'll be back doing the next one, inshallah. But every day, Qalam is going to be doing this at 2 p.m. sharp, inshallah, 15-minute session, just on one characteristic of the Quran. And hopefully this will bring that sense of community back, even though we are away from our masajid, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair. Like, subscribe, and share. Qalam has a lot of great things happening. And I want to give a shout out to Helping Hand, who is making this happening. They're supporting all of this. Helping Hand does amazing work when it comes to relief and helping people in need. Please check them out. Last thing I want to say, brothers and sisters, is that the nonprofit organizations in our Muslim community, they need us. Ramadan is normally the time that we see them in the masjids. And normally the time we see them and we're reminded to help, but everyone's at home. So remember to help the nonprofits that you always helped. Remember to support them, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you, inshallah ta'ala. See you guys in a bit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.